Welcome to Covenant with Christ International, an encouraging word for today with Pastor Christine Shippey. Join us now to be encouraged, equipped, and empowered to live a life of freedom in Jesus Christ.
And I want to read to you Hebrews 6, God's promises bring hope. And if we read in Hebrews 6, 13, starting with verse 13, it says, for example, there was God's promise to Abraham. Since there was no one greater to swear by, God took an oath in his own name, saying, I will certainly bless you richly, and I will multiply your descendants into countless millions. Wow, what a promise to give. Then Abraham waited patiently, and he received what God had promised.
Amen.
Amen. When people take an oath, they call on someone greater than themselves to hold them to it. And without any question, that oath is binding. God also bound himself with an oath so that those who received the promise could be perfectly sure that he would never change his mind. God hasn't changed his mind about you. God loves you and has chosen you for the foundation of the world, and he has promises for you. He's not going to change his mind. He bound himself to Abraham. Amen. And his promises are yes and amen.
Amen.
And then really like this part. So God has given us both his promise and his oath. These two things are unchangeable because it's impossible for God to lie. Therefore, we who have fled to him for refuge can take new courage, for we can hold on to his promise with confidence. You can hold on to the promise of God with confidence when you don't know where you're going. You can hold on to the promise of God with confidence when you're not hearing what direction to go. You can hold on to God's word with confidence through any storm that looks like in the natural you're sinking, because God has a plan for your life. We get the strength of character. We get the hearing of God's voice and learning to trust in the valleys, in the time where we're not going to compromise.
Amen.
And you know something about addictions, because this is one of the visions of this church, is to minister and reach out to those who are struggling with addictions. And I was getting this message. I thought, you know, addictions, drugs and alcohol can make you feel like, they give you that sensation like you're on the mountaintop of life. They give you that instant gratification to make you feel like that everything's going great. But see, there's no shortcuts for any of us. And if we get real and we play fair until there's further notice, we need to keep walking with God, because that's where the victory is going to be. Because if you take a shortcut to the mountain, you could die. Remember, in the natural, people that have climbed Mount Everest and they didn't prepare themselves, they die before they ever get to the top. And they take that risk, and they want that plan. They want that reward. What is our reward? Our reward is Christ and being more like him. Amen. And knowing who he is and allowing him to work in our hearts to live that overcoming life. I'm telling you, there's no shortcuts. So we want to be that example and say, Lord, we trust you. We have confidence in you that we don't need a temporary shortcut. We don't have to be a cop out. We don't have to wallow in self-pity. We don't have to be angry. We don't have to be bitter. We can let everything go and know that we can have confidence that God's promises are yes and amen. And what he said is going to be, amen, if we'll just hold firm, if we'll just run and rely on him. And you know, Saul, you look at King Saul's life. He was the people's choice. He had the people's choice award. He was the one that was chosen. He was the one that looked right. He was the one that seemingly had it all together. But you see, he started off right, but then he didn't obey the Lord. And everything was taken from him and given to David, who when he was anointed to be king, was in the fields tending sheep. And then he ran for years because Saul, the one who was king, was running after him for years while he was hiding in caves. Now, I think he had a lot of questions for God. I think he could have said, Lord, I thought you anointed me for king. This is a cruel joke that you're playing on me, because I've got a madman and his army after me. What is going on? And God spared his life over and over and over, because you know what? God has a wilderness for each one of us. God has a testing for each one of us. He's got some circumstances that are tailor-made for you. And he's saying, are you going to trust me? Are you going to get into my word? Are you going to spend time with me? Are you going to let who I am be who you are? And we're going to see exactly where the rubber meets the road when we go through those situations, because we can be overcomers.
Amen.
Amen. God's always working for our good. Thank you, Lord. Hebrews 12 and 2 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of God. When we keep Jesus our focus, we can rest and abide right where we are in peace because we're hidden in Christ. Remember, He's in our boat. He's in our life. He's right there in the center, right there. Colossians 3 talks about if you were raised with Christ, verse 1, seek those things which are above where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things of the earth, for you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you will also appear with Him in glory. So we're to set our minds on above. Our life is hidden with Him. We are seated in heavenly places tonight. So that tells me that we are above that circumstance in Him tonight, as long as we stay in Him. You know, you think about making bread, you know, and the Bible speaks of different ways of leaven in the Scripture. But if you think of making bread, it just takes a little bit of that yeast to make that bread rise, right? That bread's going to rise when that yeast is in there. When the Word of God is in our life, things are going to start happening. There's going to be changes that are going to be taking place. Amen? But just like that yeast has to be worked into that bread, and it has to be just so, or it's going to rise lopsided, and things are going to happen, we've got to allow the Word of God to be worked into us. And brothers, sisters, that's what how it happens, is through different trials that we go through. Are we going to yield to the Word to let it become part of us? And that whenever we squeak, whenever we talk, whenever we walk, it's the Word of God. And we are allowing the Word of God, we're allowing our senses to be exercised, our supernatural, the Spirit of God that's dwelling in us, the Holy Spirit and the Word of God that is just going, as we study His Scripture, that's going to sharpen our senses, that we're going to know good from evil. We're going to be able to smell it out. We're going to be able to see it a mile away. Even though we're seeing something different with our eyes, we're going to know something's wrong because we're going to know the Word. And I'm going to tell you, you're going to go through tests that if you don't know what the Word of God says, you might sink. There's tests where we can't go through feelings anymore. See, we can't go by feelings. We can't go by whether we're hearing something, like I said at the beginning. We have to go by what His Word says. We have to believe and rely on what His Word says and make our steps according to that. Think about soldiers in a battlefield. I think about them out in the jungles or wherever their regiment is. And their coordinator, whatever you call them, their captain, gives them an order. They're going to give them that order. They've been trained to know that when that captain gives them an order, they're going to continue to do that order until further notice. Amen. Things might be getting real hot around them, but guess what? They're not going to change. They're going to do exactly what they're said, what they're told to do. Now, thank God that we serve a loving God. We serve a loving God who's always looking out for our very best. So, you know, we are soldiers, but you know, God is so merciful to us and loves us. But I want to give that point across. Until further notice, keep walking with God. Don't give up. Don't look at what things look like in the natural. Just trust Him. Dare to trust Him. Because as you do, and as you receive what the Word of God says, you're going to go to another level. You're going to know Him more. He's going to mean more to you tomorrow than He does today because you said, Lord, I'm going to trust You. And He can bring something good out of anything. You remember Galatians 6:9. It says, whatsoever a man sows, that shall he reaps. That He's going to reap. So when you're sowing goodness, if you're going through things that you can't even understand, but you're still sowing goodness and you're still sowing mercy, you're still walking and you're still blessing people and you're still loving people, guess what you're going to receive back? You're going to receive mercy. You're going to receive goodness. You're going to receive love. But you've got to walk that out and say, no matter what's going on, I'm going to sow good things in the Spirit. So our head knowledge becomes heart knowledge.
Tell it.
We can learn the dynamics, but there comes a time to put it to the test. We can go and we can have swimming lessons, but there comes a time when we got to jump into the deep end. And sometimes we might feel like we've been thrown in the deep end and that we're just going down. But guess what? You've learned the dynamics. Now it's time to swim. It's time to say, yes, Lord, I'm going to go. Yes, Lord, I'm going to do what You said. Yes, Lord, I'm going to praise You. And it looks like we're going down, Lord, but I'm going to praise You because You're worthy of all praise. And He's going to bring you somewhere.
Amen.
Thank You, Lord. It's not always going to be looking up, is it? But it can be looking up in the Spirit.
Hi, this is Pastor Christine Shippey. I just want to say thank you for listening to this broadcast. It is our hope that you have been encouraged today. We want you to know that there's no situation or circumstance too dark that the light of God's love cannot shine through in your life. Love never fails, and God will never fail you. There's nothing impossible with God. Send us an email, give us a call, let us know what the Lord is doing in your life. We would love to hear from you.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you were encouraged today and your faith built by the power of God's Word. If you need prayer, you can email us your prayer request to prayer@covenantwithchrist.org or call 281-592-5001 for a prayer minister to agree with you concerning your needs. You can also visit our website at covenantwithchrist.org for more information about the various outreaches of this ministry.